Hi, and welcome back to Not Marcia Brady. I am your host, Marcia Kelly. I am going to dive right into this, guys, because I have like 7 pages of notes on a topic that I know everybody experiences. Do you guys know that song, Scared to Be Lonely, by Dua Lipa and Martin Garrix? There's a couple lines in there that really stuck out, and I'm like, I have to use that. They go, do we need somebody just to feel like we're alright? Is the only reason you're holding me tonight, 'cause we're scared to be lonely. That one's free, guys. But the last line, scared to be lonely, that one drew me in. I feel like everyone at one time or another has felt this. And it's such a complicated feeling, right? We can feel and experience loneliness when we are surrounded by people at a party or alone on the couch. Loneliness in our marriage or relationships, and loneliness in our singleness. Loneliness, though, is different from being alone. One is psychologically painful, and the other is just the absence of people, which can be good. And if you're like me, I desperately need my solitude. I desperately need time to myself and away from people. And that makes me happy. That makes me happy sometimes. But a lot of people do things to avoid the feeling of loneliness. Have you ever seen in movies where a guy is sitting at a bar alone drinking? He's using that alcohol to fill that void. And a more personal example, I dated some guy who we had some history together, but he actually used me to fill the void of loneliness that he felt during his time of trying to figure out if he wanted to be with his ex-wife or not. Little did I know, he's still dead. So what a big surprise ending that was. I cried for a moment, and then I picked myself back up and I forgave him. And I'm not mad, I'm not bitter. And I don't blame him for that, because we're created for companionship. From the beginning of time, God created Adam and knew that he needed a partner. Enters Eve. We're searching for that one person, the one who will take away that loneliness to fill that empty void. But I have come to find out in my own loneliness that I'm not searching for a person to complete me. Like, I'm already one whole piece. There is no half of Marcia. There's just one whole Marcia. So searching for somebody to complete me isn't the thing. It's a partner that I want. Somebody who can walk alongside me and cheer me on and slap my butt from time to time and be like, hey, good job. You know, we all want that. We all want that. But loneliness isn't so much an absence of a, quote, person. Although I really miss physical touch, being a single woman. I miss that cuddling on the couch and watching a movie and grabbing my face and kissing me and holding my hand. I'm just kidding. Let's stop before I cry and embarrass myself. But it's, I think it's the loneliness of a purpose. Like when I'm writing music, when I'm working on a song, or when I'm writing things for this podcast, when I'm watching my kids laugh or play, when I exercise and take a walk outside, or serve at my church, or if I'm helping a friend with their personal problem, or if I'm paying for somebody's $10 Starbucks drink in line behind me. I don't feel lonely. I don't even think about it, because I feel like I'm doing something for a purpose, something bigger than myself. When you don't know what your purpose is, or when you feel like you're doing something in life that, or you're not doing something in life that sparks your spirit, that's when that loneliness sets in, which leads to depression and isolation from people. And something I'm so familiar with, because I fight that a lot. We get in our own heads. But this is where that self-love kicks in. Learning to love yourself enough to kick your own butt in gear and do something exciting. I know this sounds easy, but I know it's not, because I'm still working on it myself. And I'll have nights where I'll start listening to some sad love songs, and I'll end up binge eating on whatever cookies I can get my hands on and just cry. It's really sad, but I do that because I want, you know, I miss that companionship. And when I start getting into my own head of me and what I'm missing and lacking, when I'm really not, but I want that, then I start, that loneliness takes over and it affects everything. But you know what? It is okay. It's okay to feel lonely. We just can't stay there. For me, being a woman of faith, though, it's also so comforting, because I know that God will never leave me alone. And I know a lot of you are like, oh, here she goes, she's going to talk about God. No, don't get that way. I mean, I will talk about God because I love him, and I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't exist without him. He has never left my side. And, you know, if you are a person of faith, then you know that too. Sometimes you can't feel him. So that is a lonely feeling. And I know whenever I'm ready for my soul partner, I'll find him. And I'm pretty sure this person is going to be walking into a glass somewhere or tripping on the sidewalk, because I feel like that's kind of my soulmate. Someone as awkward and dorky as me. So if you are single, hang in there, because I am right there with you. But if you're married or in a relationship and you still feel lonely, start something big with your partner, with your husband, with your wife, because in that scenario, it's not lack of being surrounded by somebody. It's not lack of having somebody. I think it's a lack of purpose. Your relationship has lost its purpose. So that loneliness sets in. So go and find it again. Now, I could be totally wrong, and you could completely disagree with me, and that's totally okay, because everybody has their own opinions. And I am known for being wrong from time to time. I'm definitely not one of those always right people. But here's the thing that I want to end on. I know this is going to be a short one. But when we are lonely, what is it that we're missing? What is it we're wanting? Is it happiness? Is it physical touch, to feel loved, understood, heard, seen, everything, all of it? If we continue to search for these things and other people, though, to fill that void so we can not be lonely or not be sad, then we're always going to be searching and longing for something that is already inside of us. And that kind of brings me back to my first point, is you're already whole. And that one line in Jerry Maguire, and it's a super popular one, where he walks in and she's at this party or something, and he's like, "You complete me." And then all the women are like, "Oh my gosh, that's so sweet." And it's a touching line. And if I'm speaking for the majority of women, like, that melted me, you know. I would love for a man to say, "You complete me." But then I also don't want a man to say that, because I don't want to complete a man. I want a man who's whole. I want a man who's all, you know, he's got his stuff together. He's whole all by himself. I'm not expecting perfect, because I'm not perfect and nobody's perfect. But that's the thing. Nobody should want to find somebody else to fill a void that isn't really there, because everything you need is inside of you. And here's a quote from Mandy, I want to say Hale, I may have pronounced it wrong, Hale or Hall. She's the author of the book The Single Woman. It says, "If you learn to really sit with loneliness and embrace it for the gift that it is, an opportunity to get to know you, to learn how strong you really are, to depend on no one but you for your happiness, you will realize that a little loneliness goes a long way in creating a richer, deeper, more vibrant, and colorful you." And I love that. And it's so, so true. It's normal for us humans to feel lonely, and especially if you're lacking companionship or just a simple hug. And I was telling someone the other day, I tend to get a little emotional, like really sensitive and a bit sad when, because I'm such, if you've ever heard of the five love languages, mine is physical touch. I love to be hugged. I love holding hands. I love to sit next to someone, and I can be really clingy, like just hold your arm and be like, you're mine. We're going to walk along the sidewalk together and I'm not letting go. And you'll be like, get off of me. But I miss that. And it's been so long since I've had that. So that's going to spark a little bit of loneliness. And that's okay. You have to learn, like, that's okay to feel that way. And I'm okay. And I'm allowed to be sad and miss that. But I'm also not going to go and go on this huge tangent and search or fall into this depression because of it. I feel it, I experience it, and I move on, and I realize I'm okay. I'm going to do great on my own until someone comes along. And that's what we all have to do. We have to really find it within ourselves. And that's kind of where everything starts. You're never really truly alone. You're never lacking anything. Because everything that you need, everything that you desire is already inside of you. And once we tap into that, man, our lives are going to change. This world is going to change. I appreciate you guys for hanging out with me. You are beautiful. You are amazing. Go hug somebody. Make sure you smile because it looks good on you. Sending you all my love. If you have any questions or if you want to find me on Facebook, my name is Marcia Kelly. You could email me at marciamk84@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to hear any of your ideas or thoughts or opinions. Next episode, I want to be talking about how to overcome a heartbreak. So that one's going to be great. So I hope to see you guys next time. Bye-bye.